Hi, do you remember when we first started these devotions? I spoke about the Greek word, proskoterio. It means being steadfastly attentive to Jesus and giving unremitting care to our relationship with him. To me, that sounds like diligence. It's not working to earn his rest, but it's working to enter and experience the rest he's already given to us. One of the ways this happened in my life is that as soon as I came to know Jesus, and nobody told me to do this, I just began to write everything down. The amazing thing is in Jeremiah 30 verse 2, which I only discovered afterwards, it says, write all the words that I've written to you in a book. And so I had just been doing that. And it, for me, it's been amazing because I can see where God has spoken to me. Often I've prayed a prayer that seemed quite cheeky almost, and God has answered me. My relationship with him has been made more real by my devotional book. I'm not saying everybody has to do it, but it's one of the ways that it's been such a blessing to me. Proverbs 4 verse 20 says, my daughter, actually it doesn't say my daughter, it says my son, but I'm a girl, so my daughter, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a person's whole body. That's being attentive to Jesus. So each morning when I have my devotions, I have my pen at the ready and I have my journal and I write down the things that God is saying to me. While I was preparing these devotions last week, I had read somewhere, somebody said, do not say that you are a saint. If you say you're a saint, you are denying that you're a sinner. And you need to be 100% sure of the fact that you are a dirty, rotten sinner. If you say you're a saint, you're going to become careless in your relationship with God. And I was so disturbed by this because I've spent so much of my time renewing my mind to know that I'm a saint and not a sinner. So I thought, you know, when you have a question like that, you go and ask your pastor or you go and ask a strong Christian or something like that. But it's so much better to ask God. And so in my journal that day, I wrote, Lord, am I being arrogant by saying that I'm a saint? Is this man right about what he says about being sin conscious? And then I read my Bible. I read through Psalms. I read sometimes through Proverbs. I do a little bit of the Old Testament and I do the New Testament. That particular day, my New Testament reading happened to be 1 Corinthians. And it starts by Paul saying, Paul, called by God to be an apostle. And then the next verse, verse 2 in 1 Corinthians, it says to this, to the church which is in Corinth. I said, to the church which is in Nisna, or to the church which is wherever you are. To the church, to those consecrated and purified and made holy in Christ. Those who are selected and called to be saints, God's people, together with all those in any place who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I read that, I shouted aloud because I got my answer directly from God. I am a saint. I am made holy. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. And it makes me so excited to know that the God of the universe, the one who sent his son, hears me when I pray. It's a marvelous, marvelous thing to know that I'm his workmanship, that I can rest in him, that I can ask him questions, that he's my best friend. He's the one I go to for everything. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to him must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Never be passive. Be diligent It's worth it. We don't work to earn God's favor, but we experience his favor, his abundant life, and his grace when we are diligently seeking him. Never ever forget, and always believe, you are highly favored and deeply loved.